havoc.
Hey, everybody, this is your roving reporter, Miles Tidal.
Yeah, I was going to say we should say instead of the Static Show, the Trek Show. I don't think we can legally say Star Trek, but the Trek Show.
This will be a my press conference, a debriefing, if you will.
A debriefing.
A debriefing.
No one wants to see you get debriefed.
But they want to hear it, though.
They don't want to hear it. But, so, so today is Sunday, June 28th, right?
Yeah.
28th. And Miles, I got a stupid thing on my machine now popping up here. And Miles went to TrekFest 2009 this year. I got pictures up already from TrekFest.
We will have video.
We'll have some video eventually here.
Eventually.
But we'll talk about it right now because it just happened. It just got over yesterday.
Before we start.
So take it away.
I want to thank you.
Me?
For giving me this gift.
Well, hey, it's about time I got thanked. I've given you so many gifts. Why are you thanking me for this one?
This one was awesome. You had conned our way into this. I don't know how.
I wouldn't say con. Con's a negative. I would say that I have I worked a little bit of the PR magic, and I was able to get you, actually myself, even though I wasn't able to go then, access to this event without having to expend a lot of money.
You got me an all-access press pass to this thing, and it was awesome.
I did not con anybody.
Okay, well, anyway, that's my own.
I just want to make sure I have that disclaimer out there.
No, I'm just kidding. we did not con anyone, no. Okay, I'll get into that later.
All right. You broke up a little bit here, so.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
What questions do you have of me?
All right, well, so I got the pictures from you this morning. I guess I got them this morning because I didn't check last night. So
yeah,
I went ahead and I prepped them all and got them up online. And actually, I'm gonna hopefully I won't kill the connection. I'm gonna go ahead and open them up so I can look at them while I'm talking to you here.
Can I tell you what's on the video?
No, well, I guess you could, but is that gonna blow it for me or what?
Well, I want you to understand what I have. I don't have very much.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead then.
You know what you kind of did when you were out in Vegas and shot that tech show out there?
Yeah. When I went to CES, I went and I shot a little video of having all these booth babes and so forth say hi, Miles.
It's going to be kind of like that, about the same length and kind of just
short,
very
interesting.
This is going to be like a half an hour thing.
A half an hour? That's not my. The thing I was doing was like 2 minutes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a half hour.
Oh, not going to be a half hour. Okay, go ahead.
But can I tell you some of the gems that I have?
Sure, go ahead. You're dying to tell me, so I will let you tell me.
I want to tell you that I have, I asked a few questions of that Klingon guy. I'm with like two Klingons around me. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, the lady and the man?
I talked to the man. Really cool dude. Totally in character.
Let me find the Klingons here. So I can look at that picture. I'm trying to find a damn picture.
I talked to one of the head of the stormtroopers.
Now that was one of my things. I'm like, what the hell were what's with the stormtroopers there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Trek Fest. It's not like.
I copied you. I found Princess Leia.
I saw you didn't have a picture of her though, did you?
No, but I did get her to say, help me, Bob and Miles, you're my only hope.
Oh, there you go. I did that at the CES as well.
That's me tipping my hat to you, of course.
Yeah, okay. I can't find that super picture. Go ahead.
Those are kind of the highlights, but in regards to the three stars, because Nichelle Nichols was there, Uhura.
Uhura, yeah, the original Uhura, not the new one. Oh,
Just telling you this so you know what you have when you get this, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? She was in your pictures.
Yeah,
a good-looking older woman.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because as the float went by, it was deadly silent.
She is very pretty. I mean, it was. It's hard for people in snapshots like. You know, like you were taken, you're just there, mm-hmm. it's happening, it's now, it's not like produced, you know, highly or anything, to look really good. And I'm like, wow, she looks really good.
You're right. And you know what I yelled? And she acknowledged it.
What's that?
I said, Nichelle, you're beautiful. And she says, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, you're going to see that on the video.
Okay,
I'm going to
type
that
right
now.
I'm like, gosh, she's very, you know, for her age and everything, my goodness.
You are going to see me talking to...
It helps to be next to Walter Koenig or whatever, because that guy looked like walking death. Poor guy.
Well, I was getting to that, too. But
go ahead.
You will see me talking to Chekhov. Well, actually, not see me, but I'm talking to Chekhov.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I ask him a very serious question about a political cause he's involved with.
Oh, boy. Gosh, you get all political. All right, go ahead.
But at the end, I said, could you please say tune into Static, which he does.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
On camera.
Wow, okay? I'm impressed.
And my money shot, the one I wanted.
George Takei.
Mr. Sulu.
Yeah, oh my.
And I almost didn't get this, and you'll see it, him leaving the stage and just not hearing me, but then he was called back to the stage to take some pictures. I got him to say, oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I have 40 minutes of footage, and there's only about two of it that's going to be usable, but I just want to tell you what I have. Okay.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. That is like gold right there.
I know.
To get him to say, oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Because he's like, what do you want me to say? I'm like, oh, my.
Oh, my.
Okay. So, all right. So I get there.
Did he understand why you wanted him to say, oh, my?
I just said I was with the rainbow or something. He said, oh, okay. You know. I don't know. I had a rainbow pin on.
Rainbow
I was like,
pin,
oh, okay.
Right.
You're
oh,
one
my.
Of us. Okay.
Oh, my. Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. That
so,
is fantastic.
I didn't want to let, you know, the excitement out there, but the rest of it you can cut away. But
those are the highlights, huh?
Those are the highlights. Okay, so I went there with my kids because I usually don't go take my kids to these kind of things.
Right, yeah. I know because I was thinking about coming, although, you know, honestly, I was going to blow it if I was there. But you said since I couldn't go because mm-hmm. I was busy doing – like, you know, something that's really boring, comparatively speaking. You took your kids. I saw we got a few pictures of Miles Jr. out there with the floats and whatnot. So.
Yes. And I'm glad they went. I felt a little tethered.
Sure.
Cause I mean, my kids are older, not babies, but they're, you know, I felt a little tethered having them. But, you know, but they did have a good time. Okay, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad they enjoyed themselves.
So I set them up for the parade. I go, you guys sit down and wait for the parade to start.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out where. Yeah, I was trying to figure out where my pass was. I had to find out where, which I kind of had an idea, but I went to this shop. And this guy's like, oh, who are you? And I explain, I'm, you know, Mr. Cool Miles Title, Mr.
Right.
Big Round Balls. And he looks at this list at first. He's like, no, I don't see it.
Oh, geez. Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, this isn't going to be good, right?
Right. No, I got confirmation from the dude, you know, so.
No. Then he finds it. Then he's like, well, is there another guy? He goes, oh, like a dumbass. I say, oh, no, he couldn't make it. He's like, oh, okay. Well, we'll just throw away his pass then.
Oh, you should have said, yeah, he's with me outside. I'll take it to him.
I'm a douche. Okay, that was my first douchebag mistake.
That
right
was
there.
Dumb. I even gave you cards with me and everything.
I was a douche for doing that, okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
Second mistake, I did not realize how good this pass was.
I didn't know either until we got there. I just assumed I was looking to get, I asked for a press pass, and we got a press pass, so.
This guy told me nothing. This
the
guy had no information.
The pass?
I mean, very nice gentleman, but he knew nothing about it.
He just was handing them out, right?
Yeah, so I was very naive. I didn't know what power this thing had, you know.
Well, you should be able to go anywhere.
Well, I know, but I was very naive, though. That's my second douchebag mistake, right?
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, you know, before the parade, what I'm going to shoot, all this.
Right.
And I'm trying to get up, you know, set up, and I'm trying to, you know, film some Klingons and stuff. And
yeah.
And I missed a great opportunity because this kind of older lady walks by and she starts questioning me about what I'm doing there. I mean, very nice, but kind of like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I talk to her for a minute. I'm like, well, I'm not going to film this lady. And right as she leaves, she goes, well, I'm State Senator so-and-so. And she takes off. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you could have had her then, too.
Third douchebag mistake. I'm like, oh.
What did you show her your pass? Did you show her your pass?
No, she saw that, but I was getting ready for the stupid parade because I'm like, well, I don't know where the stars are, so I'm just going to watch the stupid parade and film from the sidelines, you know?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
So the parade starts. It's your typical parade. Da, da, da. So here come the stars on their float.
Right.
You saw the pictures there. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I got
the pictures.
A little bit of video, but it was like so quiet when they were going by. It was almost like a funeral procession. Like everyone was so like respectful and didn't want to yell anything. Like, you know, eat it, salute.
Right, yeah.
You know, nothing. I mean, you could clearly hear the actors talking to the crowd from the
really?
Float.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, you wouldn't think you could hear that, you know?
You'd be cheering and craziness.
No, there's nothing. There's hardly nothing. It's like, who are they? Who?
Is that if they didn't know them?
I don't know. I don't know why everyone was so subdued for it. I'm like,
or was it reverence? Was it reverence?
So that's when I yelled out, you know, you're beautiful. And Sulu was like, oh, bye.
Is he talking to me?
I said, Nichelle, I said,
yeah.
No, very, very, I love Nichelle Nichols, beautiful woman. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, so that gets over, we take a little break.
Floats there, they were, I was wondering, I got a question for you on the parade there.
Go ahead.
Now, Chekhov sat at the helm, right?
Yeah,
on
yes.
his side.
Yes.
And then there was some other person on the other side, but Sulu stood in the back. Was he didn't want to sit at the helm, is that the deal, you think?
Yeah, it was kind of tiered that way, I guess. I don't know. I didn't.
I think they had it set up, you know, for him to sit there, but.
It was kind of.
So anyway, we got dropped. Skype dropped us, and I restarted my Skype. I don't know. He just dropped out of nowhere. But anyway, we talked about Sulu being on a separate tier. So go ahead.
So it was set up that this float has got kind of a like where Sulu and Chekhov would have sat on the set.
Right in the captain's chair, and then the helmet.
And then the captain's chair, and behind that, it was just kind of a platform.
Yeah, and they had a lot of weird people on that platform, too.
Oh, fuck.
All dressed up and everything, man.
Yeah.
Your past didn't get you on the platform?
Yeah. No, I probably could have, you know, but I have to say, Chekhov did look a little bored throughout this whole thing.
Well, I think he's not feeling good, to be honest with you. I mean, look, in every picture, he looks like he doesn't feel well. I was...
Yeah,
you know, joking that he was like, you know, looks like death, but I mean, the dude is just looks, like he's really, you know, had a long life.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the feeling like either he was bored or something was going on. I just had a feeling that something was up with him.
Oh, really? Because everybody else, I mean, he looked that way in all the pictures you took, it looks like, so.
Yeah. I don't know if he had kidney stones or what was going on. He looked a little, I mean, not, he's a very nice guy. I'm not going
to. Had to take a crap or something. Ooh.
So we took just a little break because it was like 100 freaking degrees out. It was hot.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, maybe he didn't feel good because of the heat.
And so we make it over to the costume contest, which is like in the local city park.
Well, now, hold on. Before we go on, do you know any of these people who are on the float behind them?
No.
I mean, they were just locals or what?
As far as I know, these were all local people that had dressed up in Star Wars gear.
Star Trek, right?
Oh, shit. I'm confused. After you see the pictures of that frickin' parade, you're going to see if they mixed in both of the frickin' movies.
Yeah, I know. They got the Star Wars guys at the back there, and then they got the...
I was so damn confused. I was waiting for Doctor Who to come popping out next. I didn't know what the hell.
And then they had Invasion Iowa stuff as well, evidently. I didn't see any of that, though.
Yeah, I was very confused as to even what this was, but...
We'll stay with the parade now for just a minute. Don't get off
okay.
the parade yet. I don't want to move on just yet because we have
okay.
We have all the locals, which I think, as I'm looking at the picture, it looks like you might have took pictures of some of these people out in the wild there before they were either before or after the parade. I mean, a couple of them look like they were in some of your other pictures. So.
Kind of the skinnier green chick. She
yeah,
was on the
she
float.
She was on the float, yeah.
And like the really bad-looking Spock.
He was on the float, too?
He was on this float. Yeah, there were several Spocks running around.
And then you got a picture of, it looks like a car with a pizza draped over it. which is the lava monster or whatever, right?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that. I was kind of out of focus. I don't know why.
Yeah, a little blurry. And then there was a minivan that has, like, the Enterprise from Next Generation. I don't think that was in the parade, but I couldn't tell, basically. Go ahead.
That was in the parade. Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was? So, like, some guy has his van painted that way.
Yeah, that was in the parade.
But it was it was funny because you get, like, this fat stormtrooper guy in the black, but he's, like, one of the pilots. He's not a stormtrooper, like, arm guard guy. He's one of the... TIE fighter guys.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that asshole coming up. Yeah.
But anyway, I look behind, it's like there's a grain bin. There's a giant silo.
It is. It's a little Iowa town. It's a little dinky Iowa town that you wouldn't guess this is going to happen in.
I mean, this town looks like smaller than the towns that I go through on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's small. It's small.
They have a Casey's. I bet you were happy about that. I saw the Klingon at Casey's. But anyway...
Yeah. Any more parade questions before we move on to the costumes?
And there were Jawas in the parade. Jawas, Stormtrooper, TIE Fighters,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in the parade as well, huh?
Right, right.
They did have a nice, I will say they had a nice town crier. People know what a town crier is. I never knew this was the name of this until I talked to somebody about it. But that's those flags or whatever that are on the posts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called town criers.
Oh.
And they had very nice ones. Very, very nice ones. They had one. You took a picture of the Trek Fest 25. It was 25th annual for the Trek Fest.
Right.
And the one for the next to it was the future birthplace of Captain Kirk. So, but very nice town crier things there.
And I might have told you this before, but that marker for Captain Kirk's
Behind a barbershop.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot see it from the road.
Right. It's like hidden.
You had to go behind this little building to see it. Yeah.
There's stormtroopers, too, in the parade.
I don't quite understand
that. But the stormtroopers were wearing the Federation insignia.
Yeah.
Which is even more confusing.
Very confusing. Did not understand that.
And then if you take the whole mythology of Star Wars, where the stormtrooper starting out in the fourth movie being, you know, the first one we saw.
Right.
Being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but in the earlier movies, the 1 through 3, they're actually the good guys.
Right.
This is very, very confusing. Very confusing.
Right.
I would have kicked their asses out of the parade.
I'm getting to that point. Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead. That's all I got for parade stuff.
You shot your wad with the parade.
That
okay.
And the grain bin. I love it. I love the grain bin.
Oh, you gotta love it. Oh, that gives you a flavor of what you missed. But
yeah, I love the grain bin.
So now I know that. We're kind of a little bit late getting to the costume contest.
Costume contest, yeah.
This is kind of in a raised area in a park. It's kind of a open building with like a shelter, you know.
Yeah.
And there are like a lot of people around this thing, like a couple hundred people around this thing.
Yeah, but did you get to go someplace better?
Yes.
A VIP area or something?
Yes. So I set my children loose. I go, listen, I got to go do some stuff here for Bob Lament or he's going to break shit.
No, you don't have to do anything, man. You just go and have fun.
So I'm trying to, and you're going to hate the video because I don't have a tripod and I'm not familiar with the camera. It's a borrowed camera, so it wasn't focusing right for a while.
It's all in like night vision. And
yeah, I know. I'm trying to, and like they're, you know, it starts off they're giving awards or like, not awards, but, you know, like kind of, you know, like nods to the stars. Like,
oh,
we're going to give you a bottle of wine, and we're going to do... And I'm shooting from the ground up.
Yeah.
Right?
We got a lot of back-of-the-head pictures.
And I'm like, well, this is stupid. So I get, like, behind the stars now, but I'm still on the ground, and they're, like, you know, 8 feet above me, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is really stupid.
Right.
So I keep nudging closer and closer, and I realize the people that are up there with the stars have the same damn badge that I have.
Oh, so you're... Oh, well, there you go.
I'm like, I'm a douche. I'm a tool. What
bing,
the hell am I thinking?
A little bing in here forever. It's like 5 times now.
Yeah. You get to where I'm getting with...
That's right.
So,
God forbid I do anything else like this.
I'm like, I've been given the keys to the frickin' kingdom here.
Yeah,
you know?
Just hop up there, man. You got the key. You got the backstage right there.
So I go hopping up these stairs, and this fat son of a bitch in that black TIE fighter outfit is standing there by these stairs, and like his hand comes whipping out and hits me in the chest. Like, I'm not going to go any further. Like, whack! I'm like,
and he's in the Star Wars costume.
Yeah.
All right.
And I didn't say a word. I just flashed that badge right to that son of a bitch's face.
Yeah.
And that arm came down pretty damn quick after that. Yeah. I tell you what.
All right. Cool.
Don't mess with the title, right? Son of a bitch.
At least that's what you thought after you got through.
I thought it was Porkins dressed as a TIE fighter or some pilot. I don't know what. So I get up there, and there's like a bunch of people, cameras, video cameras. There's some douchebags with like internet radio stuff running around, you know,
right,
getting in my way. And everyone's like jockeying for the best shot.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do there, yeah.
And I'm next to like a 7-foot-tall Kenny Loggins. Now, you sent me a Flickr page from some people that had shot some very nice pictures, much better than mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean during the day-to-day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And if you notice, kind of goofing around, they have a guy with a beard and mustache kind of goofing around in some of their pictures.
Uh-huh.
He was like on the Captain Kirk chair and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. I
that was the Kenny Loggins guy next to me.
Oh, really? That's funny.
And I think that picture of Sulu that I have in profile, there's kind of like this big-ass camera lens.
Yeah,
this like
big lens in the way there,
That's freaking Kenny Loggins. I was almost interviewed him. I was like, you know, he seemed like a cool dude, though, you know?
Yeah. He was having fun.
But I did. I actually bumped into him. I apologized. He's like, hey, dude, it's all right. Cool. Dude, come on. You're one of us, man. Come on. You're wearing the big boy pants now, man. Come on.
There.
You know, a small-town guy like me can only dream.
Right.
Of being,
there you go.
Like a 7-foot-tall Kenny Loggins, you know what I'm saying? I don't. So I'm trying to film and shoot, and there's this costume contest going on, and it's pretty hokey, you know. And
sure.
And it gets over, and looking back, this was my best chance to even get close to the stars.
Right, yeah.
Had I known this, I would have used the opportunity much wiser, and I didn't.
That's like 6 times now. You're a douchebag. There you go. Bing.
Are you getting a pattern now? What a dumbass I was with this whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So like they weren't letting the public come up, but they're letting like people in costume come up and take pictures.
Sure. I'll get pictures with it. Yeah. I saw you had a couple pictures of other people's like you know in costume.
Children.
Beside, yeah. Beside
yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah. Exactly.
And
that was nice. That was very. I mean, there were. Really going all out for these folks. I mean, that's a lot of work for these people, you know what I mean?
It was very nice. It was very I was hoping there'd be more like more Klingon people. There weren't really that many Klingon people.
Oh, that's a cue for people next year, be a Klingon, right?
So what you saw in those pictures was pretty much the extent of the Klingon.
All the Klingons that were present?
Yeah, everyone wanted to be like Kirk or Spock or
sure,
you know.
Of course, yeah.
And so anyway, this costume contest gets over, and so the stars are kind of moving around on this thing, and I don't know what happened to Nichelle Nichols. She kind of disappeared off my radar there. I was like, oh, shit, you know. But is it Walter Koenig?
Koenig, yeah.
Koenig, I knew I was going to get a check off. Okay, I'm a
It's just called character name. I'm sure he's got that his whole life. He's probably thrilled with it.
Check off, could you come here? No. But,
he was like in his 20s whenever he took that role, and he hasn't been able to shake it since then. But he's done other stuff, you know.
Actually, I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but during the question and answer thing, he actually wanted the part of Charlie Manson in the movie Helter Skelter.
Oh, really?
And he almost got it, yeah.
Oh, boy. Very when he was young, yeah. He would have, that could have been a weird deal.
Back in 72, man, he really wanted that role bad. He almost got it. But he looked, like, really bored, and he was actually just standing there, like no one was coming up after a while. So I'm like, can I talk to you for a second?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I've got to ask him a dumbass question or do something. But I go, I got to warm him up. So I read on his webpage, like he's into like this political cause, and which is a very serious thing. I'm not going to joke on it because he's a very nice guy. So, but it was like, support the people of Burma. There's some kind of thing going on. And I asked him a very serious question. And he answered it very nicely and very nice guy. I don't have anything bad to say about the guy. But then I'm like, could you say tune in to Static?
Yeah.
What? Could you say? And I kind of, you'll see it in the camera, I'm putting point the camera down, and I point to my shirt because I have my static shirt on. I go, could you say this, static? Yeah. Oh, okay. So turn it to static. I'm like, okay. And boom, he's gone.
He thought you were the serious guy with that first serious question. Totally threw him off, probably.
Yeah, he's probably thankful there was a douchebag like me to ask a serious question. So, do you remember episode 38 where you were punched in the nuts by that green monster? Remember? He was probably glad to get a serious...
Remember when you were going nutty and did the Russian dancing? You know, was that hard for you?
Was that cool?
Could you say nuclear wessel?
Do you remember my face? I don't remember your... Anyway, so boom, he's gone, right?
Yeah, okay.
Nichelle Nichols, I don't know where she went. Gone. Now, all I got is George Takei up there.
Yeah.
And, like, he's getting pulled in every direction by people. I'm like,
not only was he Mr. Sulu, which is a huge, you know, huge.
Yes, yes.
He's also working with Howard Stern doing announcing there. I don't know if he still does that or not. I'm pretty sure he does, but he doesn't do as often as he used to, as live in the studio.
He mentioned that in the Q&A session, too. But,
yeah, he was doing, like, live every day for a while, but I think he's getting kind of tired, so they only have him come in every once in a while, so...
Yeah, he's got other projects.
Yeah, he does other things. Well, he was on Heroes. I don't know if you watch Heroes. I watched him on Heroes the first few seasons there. But. Yeah, I mean, that's big time
stuff.
Heroes. Yeah, big stuff.
I'm too lame to watch it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of got lame, too. But he was already off it by the time it got lame, so.
And I was trying so desperately to get his attention. I'm like, how do I, you know, do I just be an asshole and just go up and, you know, nudge my way in? Or how do I do this, you know?
Yeah.
And all next thing you know, he's heading out of there. He's heading down the stairs. I'm like, oh, no, I blew it, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said before, they had called him back to get more pictures. Thank God. Because then I finally said, could you say,
oh, my.
He's like, what? could you?
who's the fat freak over here? It's getting me to say.
With the rainbow pin on. What's that about?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah. I go, could
be Prop 8.
Could you just say oh my? He's like, oh my. And he takes off.
All right.
And
score.
And so that concludes that. Oh wait, there's one last piece of this real fast.
You should have wrote all this down or something. You got so much going on.
I know, I'm dragging this out. This is going to be like a 5-show.
That's okay. We'll just keep going.
We'll keep going. I'm sorry. We're way over on this.
No,
already.
No, yeah, but don't worry about it. This is a special.
This is going to be a two-parter. Okay.
Special.
And so there's this guy, it's some kind of internet show. I don't know what it is. I kind of videotaped a little bit of it.
Is it Stardust Radio Network?
Yeah, something like that.
I just found their link. I was looking at that. Anyway, go ahead.
And this guy makes the mistake of asking me if I want to talk.
You talked on the Stardust thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He goes, hey.
Now, this is what you should be doing while you're there. This isn't a douchebag. That takes away like 3 douchebag moves, all right?
Yeah.
So you were like at 6, now you're back down to 3.
Yeah, so this guy makes a huge mistake of, hey, man, do you want to be on this?
Yeah. Say, like, hell yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, everybody, this is Miles Title from Static Radio. And I.
All right. That's the way to get us out there, man.
And I got it on video, but
so let me ask you, what brings you to Trekfest 2000?
No, nothing. He didn't ask me anything. He goes, you know, just like it was open mic night or something. I'm like,
oh, you started blabbing about whatever you wanted.
Polyorchid. No, I didn't. Yeah, I just went on. I didn't go very long. I just said, oh, this is Miles' title over a Static Radio. This guy's regretting it. Like,
that guy.
Yeah, it's.
Did you bring the Stormtrooper TIE Fighter guy over here again?
Yeah, and.
So you talked to the Stardust Radio people. I was just looking at their site, actually.
Yeah, so I don't know the gentleman's name. They seem very nice. He was all over the place, so yeah.
He's working hard, working for.
There was a few guys like that running around with equipment.
Well, that's a local. That's a local station there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a very nice guy.
Actually, let me. I can tell you what the. It's actually on the internet and as well as 1690 AM in Riverside, Iowa.
Right.
1690, Stardust Radio, Riverside, Iowa. Hey, we're at Trekfest this year, talking to Miles Title. Miles, what do you think about Trekfest 2009? I really like the corn bins, grain bins.
I gotta go diarrhea.
You have very clean porta potties here in Riverside. Thank you.
So there's like this little like contingent like news group running around.
Yeah. So you follow them?
Yeah. This is a different group now.
Oh, okay.
It's like guys all like in their mid-20s running around. It's like a six-man thing.
Yeah.
And like there's one hippie dude that looked just like you, like a young you running around.
Yeah.
And I was joking around. You'll see it on video, but I go, "Are you TMZ or what are you guys? What are you guys? Are you TMZ?" And he's like, "No, we're cable access."
Oh, they're doing cable access to the whole thing. Okay.
And I at that point I really felt legitimate. I'm like, okay,
there
now
you go.
I really feel legit. You know, before I felt like, I do Etch a Sketch and hold it up to my picture window so people outside can see, so I want to press pass, you know. But at that point I felt so
legitimate.
Legitimate, yeah. I was just like so legit at that point. I'm like, oh, cable access. Okay, I got that beat. Okay,
all right.
Because
these,
like,
okay.
These guys are like everywhere. They're like zooming all over, like six guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great, though. That's good for the community. It's a good event.
I felt like I was the Bill Paxton of the movie Twister, I guess, if you will.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And they were like the Corey... what's that guy's name? Corey Ewells?
Oh,
or
yeah, Cary Elwes, yeah.
Elwes, yeah. That was like their team, like the slick, you know.
Yeah, and you were just kind of tromping around. Hey,
yeah, and I was just like the douchebag, like didn't realize what this pass meant. You know, like, ooh.
You were geared up, though. I was looking at, in your pictures there, you got kind of like a fanny pack thing going and some kind of thing going over your chest. You were all geared up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a lot of equipment there. Yeah, I had a lot of crappy equipment, but I had equipment. Yeah, this
yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't like high-end equipment, it was low-end equipment.
This was very low-end equipment, yeah. This was like a pinhole camera.
Yeah, really, no kidding.
Could you not move for like 3 hours? So that ends the costume contest.
Okay, what's next then?
Next is the final portion, is the moving to the casino now.
Oh yeah, you got into the casino even.
Yeah, there's like a big convention hall attached to this casino.
Yeah.
Right. And now this is where I was scared because I had my two sons with me, and
right.
I did not have any identification for them, like a press pass like I did.
Right, yeah, there you go.
And all I had was like static radio stuff you had sent me, like, you
right.
know, like a lanyard with static radio on it.
I did. I sent you a lanyard with your name in it, and I sent you some other business card type thing.
And so that was their identification.
Oh, do they hold it up and go in with you?
Well, here's the deal. I went in because they're like, you know, checking everyone, of course.
Yeah.
And I go, I kind of explained, I had explained a little bit. I go, you know, Miles Title here, that a Bob Lament couldn't make it. He was getting circumcised or something. I don't know why. But I go, these are my assistants. They need to come in too.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, we don't know about that.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit. Because I go, what are we, you know. What am I going to do, you know? This is going to go on.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, well.
You're going to let the kids run around the casino.
Yeah. So luckily, the very generous people at Truck Fest allowed my children to accompany me.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. I think they erred on the side of caution and said, okay, they can come in.
They let them come in. They didn't have to pay?
No. Well, they were assisting me. My son actually took a lot of those still pictures, actually.
Oh, did he? Oh, well, good for him.
Well, you noticed me grabbing all that green ass in those pictures.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know, someone had to take those pictures.
I figured that he was. I figured your oldest boy or one of the boys was.
My youngest boy was actually.
Oh, really? Well, he does well. He does well. Tell him thanks.
Yeah. He's awesome. Awesome. Both awesome kids. So I'm glad they got in there.
So they got in there for free and got to do the Q&A and everything, huh?
And the Q&A was very nice. We were very far back. We were asked to sit back, which is no problem at all, but we did sit actually far back.
Uh-huh.
I have to say that cable internet, cable access, the six-man band, they show up.
Yeah.
They sit right in front of me.
Oh, that's the dude, the hippie dude in front of you.
Yeah, the boom guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they all had, they all, like, came in,
yeah,
sat down. This guy, like, walks all the way around to the other side and comes down the aisle the opposite way and parks his ass right in front of me.
Yeah, there you go.
With all that, like, Bob Lament hair. I'm like, oh.
I'm looking, he doesn't have hair like I did then.
Well, kind of.
Maybe more like now because I could see his scalp so much.
But I took a picture of it just to show everyone.
Yeah, there you go. That's the cable access, huh?
I thought it was a little inconsiderate, but, you know.
That's the biz, man. That's the way they, that's the way yeah. they say, you know.
That's the way Carrie Elway's team would have done it in Twister.
That's
so
right. That's, there you go.
And the Q&A was very nice. I think Nichelle Nichols kind of, you know, dominated it to some extent, but, you know.
That's all right.
Very interesting stories, though. Very interesting stories. And I did film a little bit of it, but it's very shaky. Like I
yeah,
said, with no tripod.
Back, yeah.
And it's very grainy, so you probably won't be able to use it.
I got a monopod. I could have sent that to you.
Yeah, I know. So it was like, well, introduce yourself and tell us what you've done for, like, the last 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, they're all going through, like, everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, I give them all the credit. Very successful people.
Did she mention that one, Supernaturals or whatever?
No, she did not mention that crappy movie that I saw. But Sulu went first, and Sulu, of course, you know, mentioned, you know, Obama and gay marriage and all that stuff. Got big applause. And Howard Stern. He mentioned Howard Stern, and you could almost hear, like, a pin drop in there. It's like...
Oh, they don't like Howard Stern there?
I don't think that was a big Howard Stern crowd.
Oh, really? I don't listen to him on Sirius, but, I mean, before he left Terrestrial, we had him here in St. Louis. It was great. I heard George Takei come on there a number of times there toward the end before he left. It was just fantastic. So.
And you did pronounce it right, by the way.
Takei?
Yeah, because the Master of Ceremonies, I think Steve Miller is his name, the guy who actually... The brainchild behind getting this whole thing going.
Oh, is that
25
the
years
is that the
ago.
Fat dude with the beard? White beard and no hair.
He had beard mush. He wasn't a fat dude though.
I wasn't a fat. Maybe that's not. I'm looking at other people's pictures as well, and so I saw some dude up there.
Yeah, no. I don't think you're looking at the wrong. I didn't get a picture of this guy, but
yeah, no, you didn't. Somebody else did.
But anyway, long story short, he introduces himself. Nichelle Nichols went into her whole rap and. Once again, Chekhov, very short to the point, and, you know.
Where are your nuclear vessels?
Like, he hasn't had as much going, I don't think, as the other two. I don't know.
Actually, no, he's been in a lot of stuff. He was in, he was on that, what was that other sci-fi show, Babylon 5. He was a character on there for a long time.
That was mentioned. He, you know, I think, no, he seemed more... conscious of the group of the audience, though, because he actually at one point said, you know, maybe we should just not all comment on the same question, like maybe have specific questions for us.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he, you know, because these answers were kind of, I mean, they were good, but they kind of went on, like me right now, they kind of went on with no point for that.
Well, he was there last year. I was looking at stuff today, and he was one of the guests, or the guest last year. So
right,
That was the year of the flood. So
yeah,
I don't think they did as well last year, and he was there. So
they got into a little bit of a scuffle up there, though.
Scuffle? What kind of scuffle?
Well, I should say a scuffle. It's not really a scuffle, but Nichelle Nichols was saying how basically the powers that be did not want a person of color on the. What do you call it? Where they sit there on the?
On the bridge.
On the bridge. I'm about as forgetful as she is. She's on the bridge.
No, heard that. I've heard her say that before.
And she goes, you know, for my first year, I didn't really even have a real contract. I was like a weekly player. Basically.
Yeah. She kind of got treated pretty badly, I guess, compared to everybody else who was on the bridge. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, Walter pipes up and he goes, well, I didn't have a real contract my first year either. Oh, boy. It was going to get ugly up there. Yeah, I mean, it was the gloves are about ready to come off. Like, uh-oh.
Did they talk about him being brought on because of the monkeys?
No, that was not mentioned.
Oh, really? Because one of the stories out there was that he was brought on because he had, like, this, looked like the the Beatles or the Monkees and kind of like had that look about him when he was younger at the time?
You know, that was not mentioned as far as I can recall.
Oh, I've heard that before from other places. So anyway, go ahead.
So that went on, like, say, I mean, a very interesting story about saying Nichelle Nichols probably did 50% of the talking, George did about 30, and Walter did about 20, I'd say.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're very interesting stories, very good.
You got a picture of him getting ready to sign an autograph or something. He just looks so sullen.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor guy.
And so. They took a break, and then the autograph thing... picture autograph thing started.
Yeah.
And that was where, like, the big buck people got, you know.
Right, yeah. Did you get it? You didn't get an autograph then, I'm guessing.
No, I kind of screwed up there. We were kind of deciding whether or not we wanted to leave because we'd been there since, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, and that was later in the afternoon, yeah.
Now it's like 4, you know. And so I bought this 8x10 glossy of the three of them standing outside of by the Riverside sign.
Okay, I was wondering if you guys took that picture or just got bought it. That's okay.
No, actually, it's probably a copyrighted picture I mentioned.
Oh, really? You should have told me that.
No, I don't know. It's not marked as such. I mean, there's no marking on it to say that it's... I mean, it's not marked as such, but I'm going to... So I told my son, well, we'll get it autographed.
Yeah.
Right? Well, then I find out you had to have a ticket.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay, man.
Not only do you, well, no, I know you had to pay. I thought I could just pay when I got up there. And they're no, you had to buy the picture separately and then buy a separate ticket.
Ah, okay.
So I'm like, well, I'll just go get a ticket. And they're like, well, we quit selling those tickets.
Oh, okay.
So my son kind of got screwed over there a little bit, but, you know.
Hey, but you got other stuff going on, though.
We had a lot of stuff, so I'm not going to bet. We had a great time. It was awesome.
You got to talk to these people, too, anyway, you know.
Had I known what I know now, I would have definitely, at that costume contest thing, been more assertive and on the ball. But
yeah, that's all right. Now looking back on it. So is that the end of your day then?
That is my whole day. Your questions, please.
So you got a lot of pictures kind of like out in the with just people dressed up. And
yeah.
I will say you have probably what could be, because whenever you sent it to me, I thought, you know, unfortunately, not all the pictures measured up to this. One of the definitive pictures of the day and what could possibly, I think, make its way beyond, you know, our little foray into this is the, we're calling him Drunk Spock picture. You have a dude who's dressed up as Spock.
Right.
Holding a 40-ouncer of Ice House. And that's the one I put on our side as your entry point into seeing the rest of the pictures because I thought, and he's got this big smile on his face. You're standing there with him, right?
Right.
I'm like, now right there.
Right.
That's a good picture.
Yeah. So see, that beats those other people. I'm sorry, but that beats those other people's Flickr page by 100.
100% with the Ice House and the Spock guy at a 40-ounce, no less.
You know that's called?
What?
That's called street credit right there.
That's street credit, that's right.
That is Polar street credit right there. No, you know what? We were leaving the costume contest, and this guy, this like Bad Kirk and Drunk Spock go walking by. I go, oh, can I get a picture? And like, yeah.
You got a picture with the both of them as well, but the one with the Ice House picture really. Is that dude wearing a wig, the Bad Kirk guy? It's got to be a wig.
I don't know what that was. I don't know.
It's like some weird looking ass wig.
And he had this thing in a bag, a brown bag.
Yeah,
and I thought,
doing like a bum, man, brown bagging it.
And he was hiding it behind his back in that first picture, and I thought, he's got beer. That son of a bitch has got alcohol.
Yeah, good for him. There you go.
And he said something. He goes, oh, you don't want that in the picture. I go, oh, hell yeah, I want that. Oh, he whips it out, and that look on his face, like, we're going to get cronked tonight, baby.
Trek fest, woo.
And it's a 40-ounce.
There's only two things that could happen tonight, and I know one's for sure. I could get laid and I could get drunk.
I love that picture.
That is the best picture.
I think that and me with the more of the full-sized green lady.
The full body green lady?
Yeah, yeah.
The full figure?
Very nice lady. I don't know her name, but very nice.
She wasn't on the float, though, right?
No, no,
she
was not.
She was the one that wasn't on the float. I'm trying to find her picture here. So
she came walking by. I don't know if it was her husband or who it was, but I'm like, oh, I need that picture. Give me it. Give me
it. Get a picture of it.
And my son shot a picture of me talking to her before we actually posed, and it almost looks like I'm trying to make like some kind of weird deal or something.
Yeah, some kind of green prostitute.
What can I get for $10, Rick? What can I do?
I didn't put that one on there. It was a little blurry, but yeah.
They don't call me Sprout for nothing.
She looks actually, I mean, her green makeup looks pretty good, and then there's another one. Who the lady was on the float.
Yeah.
And her makeup, I don't know, there's like a couple of spots there that look kind of weird. I don't know. On the picture, maybe it was just that. I don't know.
The picture didn't turn out as good, I think, as the real thing. But very nice ladies, very nice. I'm just joking, but.
I got her picture here. Yeah, no, she's got kind of smoochy, but she was on the. She was on the float, though, evidently. So.
Yeah, the one on the float, I don't think it was painted as well yet as the other one, but.
Yeah, that's a lot of green paint. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm hoping my wife sees that and gets into it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you wanted to paint herself up?
Yeah, because, I want to get crazy with that. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, because, I mean, this lady's, like, got some cleavage going on, the bigger lady.
Yeah.
And it's all the way, it's green all the way in there.
Mm-hmm.
If that guy was her husband, he was smearing that stuff everywhere.
Does the drapes match the carpet? Or...
You didn't ask that, I'm guessing.
No, I should have, but I was a douche again. I didn't tool.
No, that's all right. So,
but
then,
I love.
Go ahead.
I love Drunk Spock. That is awesome. That dude was awesome. I want to party with that dude. And that dude.
He's like, dude, Drunk Spock.
Ice House
40.
40 out. You got the 40 out.
Ice House, I guess, is better than. Better than, like, you know, I don't know, Schlitz or something like that.
Colt.
Colt 45, yeah. I don't know, Colt 45 is pretty damn cool, I'll tell you that.
No, isn't that hilarious?
That is hilarious. So then you you also, just to talk about the random people around everywhere, you also talked to some Klingons at the, there was Klingons at Casey's where he was going to, like, hit this woman. These guys, like, whatever the hell that thing is, that spiky-ass thing. That's a different Klingon, though, isn't it, than the other one you talked to? And you guys are out by Casey's, it looks like, and the lady's kind of just standing there in a red outfit.
No, that's there was, like, a husband and wife team that are on either side of me, and then later on, a few minutes later...
Oh, it is the same guy.
It's the same, and he was really cool. He was very into it, and... But I don't know where they were in the costume contest. If they were there, I didn't see them.
Ah, maybe they didn't compete.
I'm like, wow, why would they just, you know, show up and then, I don't know. Then they were gone. So.
Now, let's see, what else here? The last thing was, okay, you got some shots of the stormtroopers, and then you went and talked to some, it looks like.
I did, yeah.
Because you got your son getting blown away by one of the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And standing next to him with his thumb up, which is funny. But
well, because that was making fun of last week's picture, which I didn't post. But I found some Nazis last year.
I don't know if I pulled that down or not. I could put those up if you want.
But no, I got a picture of like this guy dressed up as a Nazi, like a submachine gun, in the same pose.
Hello.
And my son's doing the same pose. I go, wouldn't it be funny to put them side by side, you know, but I don't know.
So what's up with the stormtroopers? Did you talk to them about why the hell they were there?
You know, I did mention the movie Fanboys to the guy, and he said, no, there's no problem. They get along. There's no, you know,
no
fight between the fans. It's all made up. It's all.
Yeah.
So I don't know the whole history behind why their Star Wars has crept into this whole Star Trek thing. I don't quite understand that, but.
And then
I had my hands full, so.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Then there's this guy in a red shirt. It seems to be in the parade, but he looks like he's all by himself near the grain silo. He's wearing a red shirt.
Like some kind of like a grocery list in his hand.
Yeah, he's like holding something. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
I think his mom sent him to Casey's. I think to go.
Oh, he's just dressed up and going to Casey's.
Go get Casey's. Yeah.
So yeah. Then the other thing was these floats, right? Mm-hmm. You got some pictures of the floats, like before they either before or after they were in the parade.
After.
Okay. And it's like they must use these things every year, huh?
I'm thinking it. Yeah. The
somebody stores them for them.
The shuttlecraft I've seen there before, and the Enterprise I've seen before.
Klingon bird of prey.
I've not seen that before.
Oh, that was might be the newest one. Maybe they add each year, add one or something.
I was there about, what was it, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I totally missed all this. I got there way too late, and everything was done.
Yeah.
But this year, wow, did we hit pay dirt.
Cool.
So thank you to everybody that helped make that come true. It was like a dream come true. It was awesome. I'm sorry I squandered it, but...
Well, now, next time if we get into something else, you'll know that you got the... If you get the pass, man, you get to go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no one's going to stop me next time. Next time I get an arm to the chest, I'm going to break that frickin' arm. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pull like a Sean Penn and go nuts, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Now, the weird thing I'm noticing is that... I've looked at your pictures, I looked at some other pictures, it's like... You're, like, in places where there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. But then I've seen some other pictures where, like, the crowd was just huge. How big was the crowd?
There, the street was like, it's like on the main drag of this town. And you mean the parade part or the, just in general?
Just in general.
Or?
It seemed like you guys, I mean, were in a lot of places that didn't seem to be that many people hanging out. I mean, when you're looking at the floats and stuff, it's like there's nobody around.
Yeah, well, a lot of... you know, people were still, like, at that... The costume party had ended up, but a lot of people were still kind of hanging out at this local park, you know?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So a lot of people were, like, not by where the... You know, about a block away where all the bird of prey was and all that.
Right, gotcha.
So, I mean, it was a good crowd, but they were kind of following the, you know, the events, but...
And you weren't, so you were kind of doing the other thing. Well, how many people would you estimate the crowd was there?
I don't know. I couldn't
come
tell
on
you.
Give me a guess.
Millions.
No, what's the millions?
Kind of like the free concert by Simon and Garfunkel in Central Park. I guess it would be something like that. I guess no, I don't know. Hundreds.
Really?
Hundreds.
A couple hundred people?
Couple 300 people probably.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, the whole street was lined up with people. I mean,
it's hard to tell in your pictures. It's like there's nobody there or something.
Yeah. Well, I know. That's the stupid part. I'm like, God, I can't get close to anything. And then I'm like, yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can go wherever you want.
I can do whatever I want. I could have taken a piss right on the street with everyone looking on and flashed that badge. And I would have got away with it. I tell you that right now.
Okay.
I could have took a dump right there
and
flashed that badge and say,
yeah, nice.
Kiss it because I have a press pass right
now.
Kiss it.
Watch out, cable access dudes.
So, you know, I don't know. I didn't know why it took six of them to film that show, whatever they were doing.
Well, it's the same reason it took you and your sons to go to that one thing.
I guess. I don't know.
They all just wanted to get in. That's why.
Yeah. I think it was just somebody and his cousins or something. Like, hey, man, you guys want to get in this thing?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But,
I'm glad that worked out. That's fantastic. A fun time.
A good time, yeah. We all had a good time. But my son did not get an autograph, but that's okay.
The boys had fun? Well, you got to pay, man. You got to pay for
they
that
had a
shit.
Good. Well, okay, we kind of paid, I guess, sort of. But
You got to pay.
They were my crew. They were my crew, okay? They were my crew.
These people don't work for free. They got to put some food on the table, you know what I'm saying?
It was legit. It was all legit, dude.
So, cool. So, any closing thoughts here?
You know, I had an awesome time. Thanks. I want to thank you, first of all. I want to thank all the Trek people that made it happen. It was awesome. In a way, I kind of wish you had come up a little bit, but, you know, I don't know, you know.
I would have just ruined it. I would have pissed all over it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought maybe if we were, like, seriously going to do it, like, you know, split up, like, I would do this and you would do that, you know.
Yeah, we could do double coverage or something like that.
You try to get the stars and I'll get, like, all the weirdos walking around. But I mean, there wasn't that many, as compared to all the people there, that many people in costume, there really wasn't that many. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you focused on that, though. The pictures all look like it's all people in costume, so.
Well, I'm not going to get some guy in overalls. You know,
yeah. Did you talk to any people about, you know, about having it in their town or anything like that? Just like regular people?
No, I didn't. I pretty much talked to anybody in costume, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a couple people I thought about talking to, but then the opportunity disappeared. And
yeah.
I should have talked to the tall Kenny Loggins, so he looked like a fun guy. I was going to say, hey, so, tall Kenny Loggins,
what's going on? How's the weather up there, Kenny Loggins?
Yeah, tall dude. Hey, yeah. You know.
So where'd you have for lunch?
Nothing.
Oh, you guys didn't eat the whole time you were there?
We ran back to the car and had granola bars and stuff I brought with. And,
oh, well, then what'd you have for dinner?
We came home and had,
you went all the way there early in the day.
Yeah.
Didn't eat all day, ate some granola, and then drove back home and had supper at home.
We had, Chinese, when we got home,
Made it at the house or ordered in?
No, ordered. I went to go get it. And,
you cracked me up, man.
What?
You were there, you didn't. This cost you nothing.
No, you know what? After I realized the opportunity I blew with that whole costume contest thing, I realized I'm a dumbass. You know that?
Uh-huh. There probably was actually, if you look, every once in a while, they will have a green room for the press. So you probably had food back there.
I don't know. See, I was told nothing. I was told nothing. When I was given this pass, I was told nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, here it is, buddy. Have at it.
Yeah.
Here's the keys to the kingdom.
And
you figure it out.
Didn't tell you anything.
Very nice guy, but I guess I didn't ask and he didn't tell. So.
Yeah, well, maybe he was busy, though.
So, I don't know.
We need to send a very nice letter to the dude we were talking to. I can't remember his name now.
Why don't you do that? Because right, you know how that. I'm going to be. I'm going to say how I didn't get no autograph.
I will write a nice thing that says thank you.
Thank you. We love Drunk Spock. He was awesome.
Love Drunk Spock. Love the event. So would you recommend as a, you know, having gone there, obviously you're a fan. You know, what was the recommendation on people going? I mean,
if you can get a free press pass, I would definitely do it 100%. No, I would have done it.
Gone there had you not been doing this bit here.
I think, yeah, I would have won.
Already went once, but you didn't actually.
Well, that was stupid when I did. Yeah, I was stupid when I did it before, but no, I was less stupid. I was still stupid this time, but less stupid, you know.
But I mean,
still,
if you were just like, you know.
No, I would have done it. I would have done it, yeah, anyway.
The kids, were like, hey, what could we do? Let's go to Trek Fest, Riverside, Iowa, last weekend in June.
Okay. I don't want to jinx this, but every time I see famous people, they end up like dying soon afterwards. So,
well, you didn't see Billy Mays recently, did you? Because he just died today.
No, I didn't. Not Billy Mays. No.
Okay, that was a weird one.
But yeah, thank you, Bob Lamette. I'll say thank you again. That was awesome.
By the way, my son is somewhat happy that Billy Mays died because he thinks he's the most annoying man on television. So,
well, there you go. So, there you go.
We told him, he's like, oh. So I don't have to see him anymore. And I go, unfortunately, son, he's probably going to be on for a number of years until those things stop selling the OxyClean and everything. He'll still be on there.
Yeah, that's cold, man.
I'm just, hey, the truth.
Is your son is his nickname Ice or something? Man,
well, he tells it like it is.
Yeah, he's like his dad.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it went well. It's fun.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would definitely go with 9.5, yeah.
Oh, boy, there you go.
I'm a little disappointed with myself, but other than that.
Well, there's always next year. Who knows who they'll have next year, but it won't be the 25th anniversary, so they probably won't get three people.
I don't know. They were saying they had something big to announce, but they couldn't announce it then, so I don't know.
Oh, really? They're going to have something next year maybe, huh?
I'm hoping they have that 6 of 9 girl or something. Because everyone says how good she is, and I'm like, oh, man, I want to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
I hope it's Will Wheaton so I can say he's a jackass. But,
oh, come on. I like Will Wheaton.
Yeah, well,
We almost could have talked to him at one point.
I know.
I see. Once again.
Sorry. All right,
okay.
Well.
I'm the jackass. He's not a jackass. I'm a jackass. Okay.
Well, let's end it on that one.
Okay.